The epistle appointed to be read for this, for the feast of the Most Holy Trinity, for the feast of God, which is today, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him that recompense should be made him? For from him and through him and unto him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world." Thus for this feast day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, you remember last week the people that come here from Mississippi, Mrs. Larkin, who comes up here, she wasn't here last week, however, with Holy Communion, her son, the white-headed man, the light man, the white-headed man, he was here. He spoke to me on the front porch, wanted to come here, asking me to come here to join and maybe cook for us. He died yesterday afternoon at 2:30. With heart failure. My beloved people, let us not involve ourselves in things that don't pertain to the salvation of mankind, to the salvation of our own souls. We do not know the day or the hour or the time or the moment or the place or the circumstance. Let us involve ourselves as we today is a feast of the Holy Trinity. I'm not fussing, I'm just simply being emphatic. The man was here last week, he's dead this week. Let us pray for his soul, please. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Due to the excitement that we are being exposed to these days around these parts, we had to make some changes. For one thing, Father Sebastian went to Montgomery today rather than Father Francis, so that Father Francis could be here and stay in charge and on top of everything. And furthermore, we thought about it, and before I go into that, therefore, oblates, Father Sebastian is not here, so he asked me to remind you that there would not be an oblate meeting this morning, as it would be normally scheduled for the first Sunday. So there's no oblate meeting this morning. Another change which we felt that it was necessary and prudent to make, something that none of us liked, most of all myself, and that is next Sunday. Next Sunday is the feast, the Solemnity of Corpus Christi. And as you know, we had a procession scheduled for outside. We just don't think it's prudent to have that procession outside next Sunday, because we do not know. We know who's doing it. That's one consolation I've got. We know who's doing it. But until you get a photograph of the individual in the process of doing what he's doing, it's not valid. So you understand the situation. Therefore, we decided that we're going to stay inside the church for our procession next Sunday. Those chairs probably will be rearranged next week, so you know that's the reason why. The procession will be in the church here. We will have the usual benedictions, first at St. Joseph, then at Blessed Mother, and then on the high altar next Sunday. And we will recite at least portions of the rosary because the procession will be so short-timed that we will not be able to get a full rosary in for the processions in the church. So that's the reason, my beloved people. That's our sacrifice. I speak of sacrifice all the time. And we got to give, not the least of whom is myself. And so I ask this also for a very special intention, not from here, but from another place this morning, today. And I ask for your very special prayers for that intention, for the welfare of whomever are concerned. This week, as all of you noted as you came in, we've been busy little beavers. And I do mean very busy little beavers. And you saw a firefighting equipment outside this morning as you drove up. That appears, from all intents and purposes, to have been a great expenditure on our part to buy that piece of equipment. My beloved people, may I inform you that that is a bunch of junk that we had here, and we rearranged the junk. And what a coat of paint won't do to junk. And it's perfectly serviceable, and it's perfectly helpful, and as a matter of security to us, and to you, of course. Please don't go looking for him, but Father Francis is out there on guard right now. And if I can somehow get somebody with enough strength to pick him up and tie a rope around him and put him in the monastery where he can go to sleep, because he is totally worn out. And so pray for us. We're trying and we're working. And God, this is our moment of having to give sacrifice, and having to give reparation, and having to make penance, all of us, for the greater honor and glory of God. I spoke to you of the oblates and the changes and the other situation. Other than that, my beloved people, today, very briefly, today is the Feast of the Blessed Trinity. Today is a feast that we, the occasion that we manifest the strength of our faith to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It is not a small thing that we speak of, this faith of ours. And today, there are those, like so many gnats, that are flying around all over the place that are going around disturbing the serenity of people who are simply saying, please leave us alone so we can pray. But the ones, those gnats that are going around, are not people of prayer. They are people of trouble. And they stir up their own dust and the dust of the people who want to pray. So let us today be very prayerful in this, that whoever it is, wherever it is, here or elsewhere, be stifled if they say or do or preach or teach anything that is contrary to the faith of Jesus Christ. That's all we ask for. That's all I ask for. We do not want any trouble, anyone, any person of trouble who stirs up by remark of this or the other the serenity of the rest of any one of us, wherever we may be, and the serenity of our prayer and prayer life. That's what you come here for. There's no other reason to come here than to pray, not to argue, not to debate, not to prove, not to whatever that disturbs anybody else. So with that, let us now, my beloved people, turn, as we usually do, to the Athanasian Creed. It's attached to your bulletins this morning. Before we begin this, statement of belief, let us spend a moment of total silence, just each individual here with his God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And let us make sure that this God, whom we adore and worship, fully understands and comprehends the sincerity, the honesty of our hearts. Let us, in total silence, let us think on this and ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us before we start the prayer that we are about to begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Let us all pray together. Whomsoever will be saved, before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith, which faith, except everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons, nor dividing the substance. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one, the glory equal and majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. the Father uncreate, the Son uncreate, and the Holy Ghost uncreate. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Ghost incomprehensible. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. As also there are not three incomprehensibles, nor three uncreated, but one uncreated, and one incomprehensible. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so are we forbidden by the Catholic religion to say there are three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither begot greater nor begotten. The Son is of the Father, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in the Trinity, none is before or after another. None is greater or less than another. But persons are co-eternal together and co-equal, so that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. He therefore that will be saved must thus think of the Trinity. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe rightly the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man, God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world, perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ, not one by the conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of the manhood into God, one altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he shall come, judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give account for their own works. And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully, he cannot be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. There, my beloved people, is a statement of our faith. May you be blessed in every possible way.